If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Oh no.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
Hello, Ole Miss fans. Welcome inside Talk of Champions. That fella you're seeing right in front of you is Raymond Collins, Ole Miss linebacker. We're here for the first Talk of Champions live playthrough. I figured with the first Twitch stream, Ray, that we were going to play Georgia State and Ole Miss. Now, Ray's going to be Ole Miss. I'm going to be Georgia State. And I'm not going to lie to you, bro. This ain't going to be fair. You said you played this a lot,
though. Yeah, like, I play this a lot. That's all I play.
Here's the thing, man. Right when we sat down, we start selecting our teams and stuff. We'll go ahead and select our team. I'm playing, I don't know, Heisman, because Ray said we had to play it on Heisman, even though I know it's going to frustrate the heck out of me. You said, like he sat down, he started going through, like, his different skill levels, his playbook. What playbook you played with, Ray?
Notre Dame.
He's playing with Notre Dame's playbook. I set Ole Miss to have Austin Simmons as a starter. At quarterback, Ray. I couldn't change your number though. Do you notice that you can't change rosters anymore in this? Did you notice that?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, because they said it was some dealing with NIL. That's
come
why.
Come on, man. Come on now. All right. So, not Georgia. We're going back to Georgia Tech. Georgia State. All right. We good? We ready? I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it.
Ray and Ole Miss football are in the middle of summer workouts right now, and you and I were talking, you know, a couple days ago. When I came over there to the IPF, how are things going for you right now, man?
Hey, everything been smooth right now. All the transitioning, like just learning the playbook, getting everything good, understanding for everything, everything been smooth during OTAs.
Well, here's the fun thing about Ray, man. Last year he took 36 for Ashanti Sistrunk, and that Ashanti wore the year before. This year you got 22 back, man. That's the number you wore in high school. Daniel Demery leaves, 22 becomes available. You get it back, man. Like, you got to be excited to get that number, right?
Yeah, I'm real excited. I'm ready to do it. And
do you know how iconic of a number that is in Ole Miss history?
Nah, I really don't.
All right, can you name one legit number 22 in Ole Miss history before you?
I had a dude that used to play up here that was on a team with somebody named. He went to the Cowboys, I believe. I don't even remember
his name. Here's the thing. The most famous 22 in Ole Miss history is probably Deuce McAllister.
Deuce.
You're a Saints fan. You know I'm coming out with it. But I won't.
Oh! Ooh.
I'm not going to say I about broke it. But nah, dude, you want for the I got some space, though.
You got a little bit of space.
Deuce McAllister, who was a first-round pick of your New Orleans Saints, Raymond Collins. He's a Saints fan. We were talking about this beforehand, too. He was probably the most famous number 22. But others would be in contention, and I would say Dexter McCluster. You remember Dexter?
Yeah, I remember Dexter McCluster.
Dexter McCluster, number 22. That was legit. Oh, see, look, we already doing stuff.
Let's see what you're going to do right here.
What am I going to do?
Let's see what you do.
Let's go see. So our first play on the first – oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh.
Beat it. Oh!
We there.
I'm not going to lie. That was smooth tackling.
Kyrie right there.
Because I thought I had a chance.
Nah.
So Dexter McCluster, Deuce McAllister wore 22. Dew Innocent, one of the – that's an old 90s running back. A lot of you old heads watching are going to love that. So what does it mean to you to have that number, though?
Like, so it was a kid when he had hit me up and he was like – he was doing a little podcast, well, something like similar to this, and he was like – and he was talking about me, how he was inspired by me and stuff. And then he was like, the reason why he wore the number 22 because of me. So I was like, yeah, I got to go get that number back.
Yeah.
Got to go get it.
So for you last year, it was mostly in a reserve role and back and like playing special teams and stuff. I remember like you signed from Jones. Golly. I have no time at all. Like, Ray, I have no time. Walter Nolan and Princely. Oh, this is nonsense. I'm getting screwed. Oh, God. Turns out, I barely kicked that, by the way. I was trying to talk to you. Give it to me. All right. Okay. I've never punted in this game before.
You never?
Never punted.
I don't do too much punting in the game.
Like, because like when you're playing Dynasty, I skip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Road to Glory, I'm just playing quarterback. That's like the first time I don't kick, man. All right. Here we go. If you're going to – hopefully this will be like it is when Ole Miss opens against Georgia. So, exactly Georgia State.
Gonna be.
Oh, exactly.
You got a little Austin Simmons in the backfield, a little Logan –
I put Logan Diggs in there, too, running back.
I peeped it.
I'm saying. I want it to look more like next year, you know, because they don't let you do like the old days where you could just like import rosters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wish it was like that.
I'm saying. I think I'm going to have to really like squeeze some stuff, man. All right. Hold on. Come on with it.
That's
mine. Caden Lee scores. Hold on. Can I just say, though, that defense was choice. The coverage was there.
Yeah.
The coverage but was Caden, there. Who did not have a drop last year for Ole Miss football.
Yeah. I have, to be honest, I never seen that man drop the ball.
No kidding, man.
Like, no kidding. I seen him do some crazy stuff yesterday. I'm talking about crazy. Austin dotted it up. I'm talking about the ball couldn't be placed any better.
See, because he's really good at routing people up, man.
That's he do. Like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Like, he got sneaky. Like, you know, he fast, but like, he'll creep on it. Then he'll just take up out of nowhere. He'd just be gone.
Because, like, if you stand next to Caden Lee one-on-one, man, he's not going to, like, you won't go, wow, NFL wide receiver physically.
Yeah.
It's because he isn't, like, a huge dude. You know what I mean? He's not like Trey was physically imposing and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But, like, what makes Caden so good, man, is, again, he'll route you up. All right, come on. We got to make something happen. Nope.
Uh-uh. Right there.
I gotta say, man, Georgia State is really hard to play with. Can we just take a minute and appreciate how really hard? All right, we got some questions here. Oh. All right, Jerry Moore from he says, "Hottie damn Toddy from Pascagoula, Mississippi."
Oh yeah, coast right there too. Too.
Yeah, you raised from the coast, man. You came from the coast. You grew up as a Mississippi State fan, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm kind of mad about that one.
But what's funny is I'm sitting here going, well, you know, I was on Fred Smoot's podcast on Monday. He's one of the greatest Mississippi State Bulldogs of all time because Trey Amos is now with the Washington Commanders. So I got asked to come do something, talk about Trey. And, of course, I talked it up. Trey was unbelievable last year in his first and only year at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he really was.
All-American, man. Like, did you know from get-go he was going to be a dog?
Oh, yeah. I really did. I tried to pick it off. Oh, I tried to grab you one. I try to grab it.
I'm
right
not gonna lie to you. Like, I have to take some chances.
Oh, all right, I see that.
That was do or die, man. You know what I mean? Like,
I was right there. Look, I'm clicking triangle right now. I'm trying really to go was. The other way.
Honestly, that was either gonna be one of two things: a huge gain or a pick six. Take it to the house.
That's exactly what it was supposed to be.
Fortunately for Ben, I'm not gonna let you get set. Come back. See, that's just timing, Ray. And he dropped it.
He dropped it.
You know why he dropped it? Because I'm playing with Georgia State. This is some nonsense. Come on now. Oh, the booth reviewing.
Oh, he ain't drop it.
Oh, here's a booth review. Do you like reviews in football? What does that do to the game? You slow it down and make it like. Because I got to.
It's only good when it's on your side.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. It's only good when it's on your side.
Did they give it to me? Yeah, they gave it to me. Let's go. Let's go. So I kind of dated myself when I told Ray that like I was on Fred Smoot's podcast on Monday and had a great conversation and talked about Trey and stuff. I was like, who was your favorite Mississippi State player growing up? Dak Prescott. Oh, my God. We're getting old. Look at it.
Pitt.
No. I'm not going to lie. I threw it a double coverage. I thought I could do a user. I thought I could do a user catch. Yeah,
man, come on, man.
This is going to be an absolute beat down by Raymond Collins, Ole Miss linebacker, now switched up to number 22 from number 36 last year. What was your biggest impression from last year? What did you learn the most?
Just staying level-headed, just being who I am and just staying grounded and being true to myself. Because, you know, you get lost just not playing. Got you right there. But, like, you know, like, just getting lost and, like, oh, they favoritism and all that. I just stay silent and just follow the course.
Yeah, for you, this year, obviously, there's an opportunity. You saw it in the spring. You got a lot of first-team run and all that kind of stuff like that. What do you want to try to improve on? What's the biggest thing?
Just like learning the defense and just like having the defense in the back of my head. So where like, I know, all right, boom, if the offense do go to this, I know what to do, this and that.
He was a 4-star JUCO linebacker that signed out of Jones. What was JUCO like?
JUCO was fun. I ain't gonna lie. JUCO was very fun. And the competition is not like what people think it is. It's actually kind of tough. Yeah. You actually got some dogs down there.
Well, Mississippi Junior College, people don't
understand. Oh, yeah, Mississippi
Junior. It's different.
Yeah, it's like the SEC of JUCO.
Yeah.
Like, most of your big names, like Stetson Bennett came from my college. Just think about that.
That's right. He's with the Rams now. So is Pooh.
Yep.
Pooh got drafted in the 5th round. He's gone. What do you like? Golly, right in front of me, too. Hey, come on, punt. You got to punt.
You know I don't even punt. I ain't going to lie. I don't never punt.
He's like Lane.
I ain't going to never punt. I don't punt.
Yeah. I just wanted him to punt so I'd have a shot. Hold on.
I see something I like.
I don't even know what you see, but I'm going to.
Oh, that's not what
I'm. That's mine.
That's not what he posted.
I actually played good defense there. I want the record to show, folks. With Georgia State, I actually read the play. It had two guys in the spot. I feel like something was up and over the top, but we'll see about that.
Nah,
it wasn't. There wasn't nothing there, he says. I didn't mean to keep that. I always screw up when I do read options, man.
I do too.
I always hold it. But with this, what do you like about the linebacker group? There's three new guys, obviously transfer guys from Jaden Yates. By the way, Jaden Yates the other day in the weight room, what did he push up?
405.
405 pounds.
The man's strong. I think he probably did the most for the. That's a pick.
That was too easy. I'm going to be honest with you. I was too interested in finding out about 405. I just pushed the button. 405. Is that the max? I mean, is that bigger?
I don't know, like, because I wasn't in everybody else's group, but that was the most, like, in our group, 405. I think that was, like, the most at all the big skills.
What's the, like, if you had to show out in the locker room or in the weight room for, like, how, what would be the bench squat? What would be the thing you'd show?
I'll probably do bench. I can't squat no more like I used to.
What happened?
Man, my back ain't the same.
You old man now.
Man, I'm an old man. It hurts. It hurts.
It's just different now, huh?
I mean, I'm talking about I cannot put all that weight on my back. I get to like 315 kilos the back, but like I could probably do like 500 easily, but it's gonna hurt my back.
See, 500 in New Albany High School was Lord.
Dang. Try to cut it back up.
You know, I get a little antsy. I get a little too excited when I'm right there for a one-on-one tackle. I think that's what separates good gamers from bad ones.
Yeah.
You know? Can you actually break down and do it like a football game? All right, here we go.
It's all right. Know what I'll right here.
I saw that too. I
was
just let the record show, man. It's still just 7-0. I've thrown two picks with this shitty quarterback. No, he ain't bad. It's my fault. It's user error. But anyway, I asked him who his favorite Mississippi State Bulldog was growing up. Dak Prescott, which I said, he's now my quarterback for my Dallas Cowboys. While two of the four first-round Ole Miss quarterbacks, Eli Manning and now Jackson Dart, both drafted by the New York Giants, the team I hate the most. Come on now. Come on. He says he hates the Cowboys because he's a Saints guy.
Yeah, we're a Saints guy. We don't like the Cowboys. Oh, let me see if I can see something. You know what I
got it. Look at God, bit on that. So pick it. Damn. I bit on that really hard, Ray. Could you tell? I crashed hard on the read option fake.
I keep getting a little glove.
So what do you think about though the newcomers in y'all's room? Pooh's gone, but like what
I feel like we got enough, like the people, they got enough experience where like it wouldn't be like a big drop off.
Yeah.
Like everybody, like they all good, like you feel me. So, like, I feel like we'd be straight.
For you, what's your primary goals? Just individual. I know it's to win. I mean, that's the big
thing. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Just showing what I can do, because I know once I get on the field, everything else is gonna just play like it is. I just gotta get on the field, and I feel like this year's going to be that year.
What held you back? Just the playbook stuff last year?
Yeah, it was really the playbook. That's all, the playbook. I did not know nothing. PG defense is complicated.
Yeah, what makes it hard? Is it the terminology? It's like what?
Okay, at first it was the terminology because, like, a lot of stuff he was saying, never heard of before. Because, like, it was either Ray would go blitz, Ray, you got this, this and that. So I really never learned the football aspect. And now, like, and then he wanted us to, like emotion can change the whole coverage up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to know all that, know what the offense, oh, I mean, D-line doing. Come on.
You had two guys in the same spot.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait a second. And it looked like one of them started, like, cheering as if they broke up the pass.
I'm like,
come on, man.
We got to get an end zone right
So here. How tough was it for you then, sitting? Just more like than you expected.
You talking about, like, the playbook?
Last year, just, like, because of the playbooking, like, having to wait your turn a little bit now. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
so, like,
you four-star guy. You could have gone anywhere, really. I mean, where all did you have options coming out of Jones?
I had one from State. I had one from Arkansas. Then I had Arkansas State. It was just, like, a little – then after that was, like, little G5s. But that was, like, my big ones.
Well, Mr. State fan growing up, why'd you not go to State?
They waited too long. I feel like they ain't really want me. That's a touchdown.
First of all, that was a dot. I had that cover. It was Caden. He's routing him up again.
I'm telling you. I tell you. He don't never drops the ball. He don't drop the ball.
That's what's so crazy, man.
He don't know how to.
Last year, you know, Trey dealt with some injury stuff. You had Juice, who some underperformance stuff, but, like, got better as the year went on. Guy that was as consistent as all get out, Caden.
Caden Lee.
Again, did not drop a single pass last year. And you're saying he's leveling up already.
The whole room level up. That wide receiver room scared this
year. I'm not going to lie. Like, watching that wide receiver room. All right, Zachary Rogers, which player impressed you the most physically when you arrived on campus?
Like, physical, like, appearance?
Yeah, big, strong, huge. Zay. Zay.
Is it either Zay or Big Juice? His name. Dang, we call him by Big Juice. He was 52 last year, O-line.
William Eccles.
No,
offensive line.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Julius Boilo.
Yes.
Man,
yes,
these double numbers about got me.
Yeah.
Dude, Julius Boilo was huge.
Yeah, he was big.
He was a massive human
being. I was like, yeah, these boys kind of big up here. But, like, once
it's
you
different
see.
Different now. There are dogs in JUCO. It's true. Like, there's no better junior college. Oh, I'm trying to. Man. Did you just get me on a freaking
I don't know what
delay a game? Come on, man. So Xavier Harris, Julius Boyle. Zay is also, you talk about
guys. Zay is huge.
He stepped up. Like, last year had a monster year. This year, the NFL year, you can tell Xavier's on a different level too, right?
Zay, this is gonna be Zay year. Zay might be all SEC first team.
Man, you took away that slant. So fast.
I know. I seen it coming.
He saw it coming, man. And I was like hard reading it. Like Jackson against Florida at the end of last year's game. I was just staring at one read, man. Oh, here we go.
We right.
This is awful. I knew I was going to get my ass beat.
I told you to let the game marinate.
Hmm.
Just let the game marinate.
Who is the best player from the comments you faced in high school?
Brave. You said... Ooh.
The best player you face in high school. You know, the best player I face is now your co-defense coordinator, Brian Brown. I'm that old.
I heard he was pretty good back in the day. I heard he was a dog hooper.
He was the best. He's the best high school athlete I've ever seen in my life. And I saw Monta Ellis do his thing.
Yeah.
But Brian Brown, and we had some friends come up here and shook hands with B. Brown. We want to talk to you at the IPF.
Yeah.
And he played basketball. His name's Philip Nanny. Played basketball. And Phillip's like, man, B. Brown, I don't know if you remember this, but, like, y'all, Corinth came to New Albany, and you absolutely, like, monkey dunked on everybody.
Yeah, I heard
But, like, Phillip said, I was in there, but I made a business decision. Like, before he saw what was coming, and, like, he's like, I don't know if you remember this. B. Brown pulls up his phone.
Yeah.
Still got it on his phone.
He got the video.
Video. And Phillip sure enough did. He said, oh, no, thank you. I'm not going, I'm not going to get put on a poster. And B. Brown just went up like crazy. But, like, he could play anything and everything. He's still freak athletic.
Yeah, he is. They be having playing the guy in the meetings. They be hooping into me and him and Smith.
I got to ask you a question. What are you doing eyeing me? Like, what is that little, what is that bit? Like, you like spying stuff. How did you do that in play?
I just read what you're doing. I know some guy come across the middle. Some guy come across the middle.
You know what? Hey, we're making progress. We're making progress. So the best player you played in high school, do you remember? It doesn't have to be somebody that went on and became something in college. Like anybody. Who do you remember?
I just remember it was this dude named Bray Hubbard. He at Alabama now. He's a safety at Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was from the we played him here at Ocean Spring. Dog.
Was he one of those guys that played all the spots? Like he played quarterback, safety, all that?
Yeah, he played. So his freshman year, I believe he played DB because that's where I remember him playing. Then he switched over to quarterback once the other quarterback left. Then he just went back to safety once he got to Bama.
Good grief. Yep, that's what I needed. I needed a broken tackle, plow over him.
And
all right.
Maybe Plumlee, too. Plumlee was pretty good, too.
John Rice?
Yeah, I played.
You played John Rice in high school?
Yeah, my freshman year.
Oh, that's trippy,
in the playoffs. In the playoffs.
That is absolutely trippy.
I'm talking about they beat the mess out of it, though.
Well, John Rice, man, like, here's the thing. He wasn't a – oh, that was – why did I juke into the block? Thing about John Rice, man – as a passer, wasn't particularly accurate, but like in high school, especially, you know, this Mississippi high schools, it's not been the most prolific passing state as far as high school. So like a dude like that can pass well enough,
mm-hmm.
but can run like he can run, that's what made him so good.
Oh,
that's mine.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
I've got a little something. Playing with Georgia State, who y'all are going to play to open the season next year. And hopefully beat the shit out of them like you're beating up on me.
And we're going to blow. We're going to handle business.
That's what I'm saying. What do you think about Austin?
Oh, Austin going to be good. Austin going to be real good.
You know what I've learned about him, man? He's about that business, like only about business.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's kind of goofy and fun and all, but like.
Yeah, off the field, he's goofy. Off the field, he's goofy. But when he on that field, he locked in. You can't play with him on that field. On the field, he locked in.
All right, come on. This is a huge possession. If I'm going to stay in this game.
We're going to get a pick right here.
No, you're not. You're going to get a tutty in your face.
Ah! You see, I was right there, though.
Well, I'm waiting for you, though. That's why I put you in conflict in the middle.
Nah.
At some point, you're going to say, Ben, you're not terrible, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm not.
I just keep getting this glare on the top of the screen. That's all that is.
I was going to say, though, like, I ain't got it like right, like Ray's got it. Man, I didn't even know you could do that, like, spot, like, whatever that line is on defense. I don't even know what that is, man. Say, looking back to the sideline like I'm Lane. Get it. That was an awful RPO. I honestly didn't think that Sun Terrain had it like that in this game. Oh, yeah. Sun Terrain, he tied for the team leading sacks. I probably can't run an RPO. Look at that off the edge. Dude, he about took the handoff. Ray. Oh, this ain't even fair.
That Jack Rome beat this year, too.
Oh, yeah. You spoke about the wide receivers, though, before we were answering some more questions in the comments. About that wide receiver room, man, because I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, bro. Like, last year, obviously, with Trey, a second-round pick of the Los Angeles Chargers, with Caden, who had a great year. Come on.
Go get him. Go get him, Walt. Go get him, Walt. Flag on you.
Me?
Got to be.
I wasn't passing a lot of scrimmage. I suck. All right. Anyway, Trey was a first-round pick. You can decline that, you know.
I ain't going to do that one.
He ain't giving you nothing.
I ain't going to do that
one. He said, Ben, I ain't giving you nothing. Trey, Caden had a step up here, but I'm telling you, man, the talent in that room with Dejon Stripling, Harrison Wallace, man, he looks crazy.
That's another person I ain't seen drop a ball. Pick.
See, I thought I could get it over you. Was that the right call?
What you ran?
I had two seam routes going because I was trying to see which one you're gonna go with. No, man, this isn't bull.
Ain't gonna work.
How do I kick?
You made it.
Hey, we on the board. Georgia State on the board. Hey, you know what? Pete would get pissed if you let them on the board next year.
Nah, we ain't gonna let them.
I'm saying like a goose egg. That's you know.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We gotta put a goose egg on everybody this year.
Everybody, how do I do this?
You just click hold X.
Oh, hold X.
Yeah, hold X.
I was sitting here doing like the old days. I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I already know. When I first played, that's exactly what I was doing.
I'm saying so. Now I know. Micah Davis returning that kick. He's now at Southern Miss and started at running back for your Ole Miss Rebels last year at Florida, which I still can't. The wide receiver room, Harrison Wallace. But I'm going to tell you some guys that aren't being talked about enough. I know one in particular, Winston Watkins, that freshman, man.
Oh yeah, he looked good. Caleb
Cunningham's in here. Like, you talk about the depth of options. That was nice. God, Kane is just chewing it up.
From that man.
And I'm trying to get you to run out some clock. Another one from Zachary Rogers. What would you say is the hardest part about being an SEC linebacker?
Knowing the playbook. Because you got to know what's going on. You got to know what everybody doing, to be honest. It's just really the playbook.
I knew you were going there. I tried to recover. That was my fault. Caden Lee's up to 5 catches for 126 yards for your old Miss Rebels in this playthrough with Raymond Collins on Talking Champions.
I not even tried to.
Man, I'm going to say this, though. Next time you come in here and it's like Ole Miss LSU playthrough, dude, and I get to play with
right there.
Yeah, he's all there.
Whoa.
What happened?
He just dropped
the
ball.
He just straight dropped that?
He dropped the ball wide. He just dropped it.
Oh, Jordan. And that was Jordan Watkins, too. Jordan don't drop balls like that.
No, he don't.
Come on now. Jordan's a 4th-round pick of the San Francisco 49ers, man. But that's what's crazy. Jordan, Juice, Trey, Caden, all these cats. I got you now.
It says now.
Nuh-uh. Caught it. I was in that coverage. I was in that. No, sir. Absolutely not.
You get a third down right here, though.
He's already calling a shot. Hold on. Man, this is nonsense. Hold on. No, I'm running prevent. I'm going to run a little Monty Kiffin Tampa 2.
Oh, yeah. I got here and found that he made Tampa 2. I was like, oh.
You didn't know? Oh, no. That's
it. I didn't know till we actually, it was like,
legend.
PG told me.
Legend. Absolute legend. Like Derek Brooks, that Buccaneers defense, warms out. My man, you could kick a.
I ain't kicking no field goal.
No, you ain't, but you know what I'm about to do?
That's what Kiffin would do.
Bet I won't. Tampa 2. I'm going to prove Monty right. Watch this. Stop. I'm telling you my defense. This is the most fun I've had doing anything Ole Miss wise, and I can't tell y'all. Oh, God. He's there.
Come on. Stay in. Touchdown.
Juice. I mean, if he'd have caught that one against South Carolina. No, it wasn't South Carolina. No, Juice did some good things for Ole Miss last year and now puts you up 28-3. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyway, we were talking about – I keep trying to talk about these.
That's touchdown. That's touchdown.
He's out.
Let's see what we got.
I bet you he's out.
That's no,
he touched.
That's the end. That's touchdown.
That was – oh, man, that was got the 2-touch on it, too. What did you play when you were playing high school and all that? Like, did you own offense? Because obviously you're a next level
running back.
Were you nice?
Yeah, I was pretty nice. They didn't play me as much. Like, they only put me in when it was like 30 yards. Then they didn't want to make me real tired because I was like probably the best player on the team. And my coach was like, if you get hurt, he said the season's over, so I'm not letting you do this.
Oh, you're that B. Brown for y'all's team. Where are you from originally?
Gulfport, Mississippi, I went to Harrison Central High School, though.
Harrison Central. Yeah. See, I like the Mississippi guys, man. All right, here we go. We got a score here.
Let's see what you got right here. Let's see what you're going to do right here. Interception?
No. Hold up now. I can't help if they ain't no good.
Pick. No.
I didn't even push. I didn't even try to throw it to him. I don't even know what that throw was. Living back in Indiana now. Oh my God! Is this
crazy.
Gonna be like 70-3?
Look like it.
Hold up.
Look like it, Ray.
Hold up.
Now what it look like?
Well, hey, that's what it's supposed to be. In my defense, you know. I got
touchdown.
Where is my corner? I pressed and he just beat him off the line of scrimmage. Trey 1-on-1 is not what you want to do. Where was my safety help?
I don't know where.
I had cover 6. Now we go for the end zone. This is bull crap. This is nonsense. All right, another one from the chat. Defense in the SEC is a mental battlefield between coordinators, players, referees, and the crowd. 2 or 3 plays can determine the entire game. There ain't no doubt about it, man. That's what you're kind of talking about, the learning the playbook, the mastery of the playbook. It's something that kind of kept you from having the year you probably wanted last year. You said you feel better with it and everything like that. Y'all are replacing a lot, man. Like, y'all are replacing
whole D-line.
9 of 11 starters on defense. Now, a lot of guys played, but, like, What are you seeing out there as far as the guys who've stepped in for those that have left?
I feel like they filled some big shoes. It was some big shoes to fill, and they filling them right now. But, you know, we ain't going to see till August 30th, but like 31st. But I feel like they're going to – it's not going to be a big drop-off like people think it's going to be.
Got them. Oh, my God.
But we try to do – like, I noticed, like, over the years, like, the Mississippi teams, like, they'll go, like, so go on runs for, like, 3-4 years where they be real good and just drop off.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't trying to have that here. We just trying to be something every year.
That's the thing. You know, old days replacing so much in like, old Ole Miss teams. Like, well, you know, it'll be – they'll get back eventually. You know what I mean? Like
if they get them a good signing
class. Yeah. But this team, I mean, this program, y'all have won 10 games in 3 out of the last 4 years, and it doesn't matter that you're replacing, you know, 70% of your starting 22. Y'all are pretty – I mean, y'all are confident in what you have, man. Got them.
Oh, that's
– finally.
Ooh.
Finally. Put the ice in your veins, bro. Right here. Oh, I didn't want that. Okay. He got it like that. Georgia State's got it like that. He has no face mask.
No face mask. Ray. He got no face mask.
Where is my man's face mask? I remember what Zachary Rogers. I remember when Harrison Central met Cam Akers in the playoff. Oh, Cam, that's a name.
Well, that's a little minute ago. I don't even think about Harrison Central football at that time.
Ooh, and Cam, man, he's still in the league right now. Like he was the 5-star.
He with the Saints now.
Mm-hmm. He is with the Saints.
He is with the Saints.
Man, that was one of the biggest like recruiting ones that got away for Ole Miss football, bro.
Yeah, I heard he was a dog.
Oh, my gosh, man. And Hugh Freeze is now at Auburn. He ended up going to Florida State. Because I go down to – he held his recruitment. And this is back when, like, recruitment ceremonies were, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, this is what y'all did. You remember how it used to be.
Yeah, hat picks and all that.
He had his at the Mississippi Hall of Fame in Jackson.
Yeah.
And, dude, his mom comes out. She's wearing crimson, bro. Like, crimson and gold. It was, like – and Ole Miss people were saying, Ben, no, man, I promise you, he's coming to Ole Miss. Let me know what he says afterwards. I was like, okay, you know.
All right, I see what I like.
And I see what you wanted. I just don't have the horses. I don't have the horses to hang. Anyway, I mean, I'm talking coaches on the phone being like, Ben, no, what you worried about? Like, he's coming here, like his high school coach is Ben. He tells me he's going to Ole Miss. They were all decked out in Florida State stuff. Sure enough, he goes to Florida State, man. And I tell you, I packed up and walked out. I mean, packed up. I'm out. I'm good. You know, it's all good. I call back some Ole Miss people like, you sure about that one, friend? I don't know what happened. I said, I do. The bag was secured. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back then, you had to like talk about it like it was under the table. Now you can just be like, it's NIL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's all you can say now.
That's all. It's all easy like that. All right, here we go. I got to get back. Oh, my God. 42 to 10. That's about what it would be like, to be honest.
That's what it's supposed to be like.
It should be. It should be. Let's see what you do right
here. You know what I'm going to do.
You just want to
come back.
Come back.
Oh, I'm going to call a timeout. I don't think I got out of bounds. Even if I did. Even if I did, I need to reset. Hold up. Dude, how do you do a zone check? This is nonsense. Oh, he's strafing out there. I got you again. All right, come on. We're running no huddle. I'm figuring out my personnel, Ray. Okay? I finally figured out my personnel. He says he's about to throw his next pick. You're broken down.
I'm thinking you're going to still run. I'm thinking you still run.
Oh. I want to see the juke. The juke that for no reason, I thought you were coming at me right now. This would be me zip it. Nope. I stay right there. All right. I got to hit it. I got to kick the field goal.
Come on now. That's what you're doing.
Are you're judging me right now?
That's what you're doing.
Are you judging me right now? Then that's fine, bitch. I'm our son. See, when you give me game, it's different. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, man.
Pick six.
Got him.
That's nine.
Well,
that's nine.
Perfect timing user pick. Take a knee into the half. No.
No, you know we ain't doing that.
Nope. It suggested you take a knee, and he's not going to do it.
I'm going to do a little
This is Talk of Champions, where me and Raymond Collins Ole Miss linebacker are live from the Riverland Roofing Studios just off the Oxford Square. We're going to be doing –
Just want to show you that play real quick.
Set up something for later. Yeah. I just want to show he's going to set up something for later. We're in the Riverland Roofing Studios just off the Oxford Square. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. They've done so much for us at Talk of Champions, bringing Ray in, letting us have a place to just game in the middle of the day, and he's winning 42-10 in what will be the season opener for Ole Miss next season. But again, defensive guy, you've given up 10. That's all I'm going to say. That ain't a completely clean film study.
Yeah, that ain't a clean game right here. But
I'm saying.
It's just a video game too now, so a little bit easy to have the little hiccups.
Hold on. But Caden Lee, I think he's player of the game so far. He has been routing me up, and we both agree, like, yeah. Caden's in for yeah. something serious this year.
Yeah, he's going to have a good – I think he'll have another – he had 1,000 last year, I believe.
Almost 1,000.
He ain't have – okay.
But not a single drop. Not a single, like, 70-something attempts, too.
You know what I told? I said, you make me so mad, bro, because you be so close to the touchdown. Mm. He'll get a receiving yard for, like, 60 yards and get tackled at the 5. I'd be like, come bro. On, man.
When y'all watching film, do y'all, like, talk crap to each other? Like, somebody gets run down from behind and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Depends. I want to make sure that was still, like, a thing that we did in football.
Depending how bad the situation was.
Come on. Oh, Austin. Austin a little inaccurate on that. You ain't going to see that kind of act, like, Austin.
No. They got to update this. They got it.
When I put him in as your starter, he was only a friggin' 78. And I'm like, I mean, Walker Howard, God bless him. He was an 84. I'm thinking, hold on now. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's at ULL now. God bless him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
like, Austin's something. When did you know he was going to be something pretty good? Like, when did you?
I don't really just like, damn. I threw that right to you.
Right.
Got me. You talking to me. That's what it is. You talking to me.
Now you understand. Now he understands my strategy. Now he's bitten on what the strategy is.
But that Georgia game really like opened my eye for, because you know, like sometimes like I'm a type of person, like I just gotta see somebody in action to practice. Mm-hmm. Like you got some people that like they'll practice like crap, but getting the game, you'd be like, oh my god, who is this?
Right.
So I was like, so when I seen that Georgia game, I'm like, yeah, we're gonna be all right. I said we're gonna be all right. I said I'd be comfortable if anything happened to Dart and we had to replace him with
all right. You got Bart Heath in the comments saying my boy Top Gun.
Oh, great. That's my boy from home.
Yeah,
there I used to work with him.
Great kid, great family. Good luck this season, Raymond. Hashtag TG4L. Love that.
Top Guns for life.
Top Guns. Let's go. I can't get a ball off. Now they hunting. Ole Miss last year set new single season records for tackles for loss and sacks. And Raymond's basically doing that right now in this shitty video game that I'm getting just absolutely tanked in. That Georgia game, though, when Austin really kind of put himself on the map, man, like I'll never forget that, dude. That was the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the loss to Florida kind of negated the college football playoff ramifications or whatever. But, like, look at that. That was a Leroy Jenkins throw, too, man. I'm kicking a field goal. Bet I'm not.
Oh man, why are you kicking the field goal?
Because okay, with Georgia
State, you ain't even gonna make it. Look how crazy the meat is.
Oh my word in heaven.
That's why I don't kick it.
Look at that.
That's why I don't kick. That's why I don't kick.
I might as well just throw a Hail Mary, man. All right,
that's why I don't kick.
I wanted to see if I could pull it off though. Like if I could hit a 51 yarder against you, that'd been kind of nice.
You know how hard that gonna be on this game?
Impossible.
It's kind of easy. I ain't gonna lie.
Because again, I've been playing too much road to the show. You know what I mean? Like all I do is play quarterback.
Okay.
Because I tried to do linebacker, and if you can't tell, I'm not good at defense.
I ain't like the World of Glory that much.
I didn't. Well, I want to start in high school.
Yeah, I want to start in high school.
That's I want to make New Albany, or like in your case, Ocean Springs, you know, or Harrison Central.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to do. I saw it over the top.
To the house.
SK. That's K. Look, I want to let the. You mother. Celebrate on them. Celebrate on him though.
Let's see what we got.
That's ice. It's ice in the vein. It's ice. This is what the game is supposed to look like in August. Is all I'm gonna say. I'm doing my part. Okay. What it was supposed to look like. I'm surprised you didn't go for two. Like in that remember the Titans, that dude in the championship game just kept going for two.
You know yeah. What I mean? Nah, I ain't gonna do you like that. I like to kick the field goal. I like to keep the game.
Be respectful.
Yeah, I like to keep the game minus. I like to keep the game honest.
He said, I like to be respectful. All right. So this summer, what are y'all doing right now outside of just, you know, the weight room stuff? Y'all doing on field stuff too, right?
Yeah. OTAs right now.
Yeah. What what does that encompass for you specifically?
Like Andy, we do like a couple plays a team, 707. Done. Yeah. We run though too. The team run right after though. So like that's.
What's the worst thing that Nick Savage requires of y'all in the strength and conditioning stuff? Like, what's the worst thing that you, like the whole team goes, oh God, we got to do those today. Is there anything like that?
Probably like the curves.
What's a curve?
So basically, it's like some, like they'll set up these little cones, like traffic cones too. The one you put on the road, they put them around, put the little barrels around all around the field, and it's like reach like a little curve, literally. And it's like one spot of the curb where you got to, you jog, and you sprint all the way to the other side of the field, to the other cone. Then you jog till you finish the line. Then you walk all the way back. Then once everybody get back, set, bloop, you go again.
And then what happened to like just basic old gassers?
You know we do them too. We did them. We did them yesterday.
What's the punishment stuff? Is it, do we roll still in football? I don't remember.
Push plates.
What's push plates?
Got so him. You get
Ray.
You got me. I ain't gonna lie, you got me right there.
So a shoulder replay.
Oh,
that's only one of the only highlights I've had. Hey, I'm just saying, you give me like Johnny Manziel, I'd be pretty decent at this.
You know I hate playing against on here?
Who?
Jalen Milroe.
Oh, dude, because he's probably like an 88 speed or something.
Like you can't, like, it's so hard to like, because they got him where he could throw the ball on here and run. So yeah. People just sit back.
It's like back in the day when I played in 2014, we talked about this because he didn't have it. He was in middle school. And like, so like when this came back last year, when I say it was better than Christmas.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I stayed up the whole, because you know, we got it early.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I was up all day playing this game.
Because it's just different, man. It's
Darren didn't want to go to practice. That's Trey third right here.
Yeah. Is that his third?
I think
that's his Trey, third. You're a dog. We all knew this to begin with, but like, dude, I love that this is a beatdown. If it wasn't a beatdown, I'd fear for like I'd be worried about you.
Nah,
I'd be worried about your stick game.
Nah,
that sounded way worse. Look, I dropped the D tackle too. I did that on my own, trying to undercut the.
He got six touchdowns, Austin. Six touchdowns.
Because you don't run the ball.
Yeah, I don't do no
running. You don't do any running.
Well, I don't have to though. Like I ain't got a game plan. I'm just looking for something deep. Like I said, I'm looking for something deep.
Because these corners cannot
run. And guess who it is again?
It's Caden, and that's four, I think, for him. But here's the thing: I can't play single coverage on the outside with Georgia State.
You can't. I can't.
Like I've tried to bracket, and the safeties don't make the picks. I've tried to single coverage and bring some pressure. The offensive line just washes them out, and there's no pressure. What do I do except watch Austin do this, as he will be doing next year many, many times, to Caden Lee?
I'm not even trying to throw him the ball. He just steady.
But what do I do? Like, if we switch places, I feel like you'd have some trouble.
Nah, I come back.
Switch up.
I can play.
Oh, I know you can play.
I can play.
Again, the whole road to glory situation. Like, I got to start actually playing games and playing online again. That's how you know I'm an old man. Because I remember, like, we used to play online in 2014 or back when those – oh, my gosh. No, he didn't. This is so much better. Oh, maybe I just ain't no good.
Yay. You want to swap back now?
No, that's way better. It's way better. Oh man, bro. But like back in the old days in 2014 and stuff, like the cheat code team was West Virginia with Pat White and Steve Slayton.
Yeah.
When I say like Pat White was like Jalen Moreau, like on steroids. It was the speed rating was like a 92. And you put that at he was something. You put that at quarterback, there ain't no coming back from. You know
ain't
what I mean?
No coming back.
You did not. Dude, this is I call a timeout. Let the record show. Got him. That's fine. You know, we'll say that 16 was Winston Watkins, who I think is going to be cut pretty nice for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
As early as next year. This is probably the most fun I've had doing this there. All right, here we go. All right, Austin, let's show them what we're about.
Boom.
I'm all about the user catches, too. Seven tutties. Seven.
That's all me too, though.
That is.
That's all.
No, that's all me. You're playing Georgia.
Nah, look at, that's
look
all.
At what Raymond's doing, y'all. Can y'all believe this? Can y'all believe Raymond's getting his butt beat so bad right now?
That ain't...
No, he started his Ole Miss, and but you can see how slow they are.
Yeah.
Now, you feel me? A little bit. Do you have a little bit of a sympathy for me?
Nah, because watch this. You still ain't going to get in the end zone.
Bet I won't. Bet I will not. All right, give me a defensive player. It can be a newcomer coming up like Cam or William Eccles.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker, transfer you've seen so far. Tell me about a player that not necessarily not getting talked about enough, but you think is going to really be – is going to show out and break out next year, and Ole Miss fans are going to know by the end of the year. Like, that's a dude outside of Raymond Collins, because I know that's a goal for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have to say either Todd Chambers or Cedric Beavers.
Cedric Beavers, man, another four-star JUCO. Did Sid come from – where did Sid come from?
He came from where I came from,
Jones. That's what I thought. I didn't want him to speak there. He came from Jones. He was by the end of spring at one of those two cornerback one spots. Now, they've added since then Tavoy Fagan from Clemson.
Yep.
Ricky Fletcher from UAB.
Wow.
I was trying to run over you. I wanted you to duke it. I was like, I'm going to come at him. But those guys have come in. They needed more in that room. But at the end of spring, it was TJ Banks. It was
they moved him to safety.
They did.
Yeah, TJ at safety now.
That's something that's new. Yeah, because back then it was just him on. I cannot talk and do this at the same time. And I'm trying to throw against my body as a lefty back across.
Yeah.
Hold up. So he's at safety. But Cedric Beavers. He came on at the end of the spring. He was starting, and dude, like, what's his game like for someone who knows him really well? Like, what makes him so good? Because I was really impressed with how long
his speed. Yeah. The man ran. He probably. I ain't gonna lie. I seen this and witnessed with my own eyes. He ran. He runs a 4.3 with a laser.
A 4.3 laser.
Yeah, and I seen witness with my own eyes. Like, they set this up. It was at Jones.
Wells is doing this.
I see you. Yeah. But this is like
right, so switch back so that people can show that you actually whip my butt.
Yeah, I'm over here whooping you now. I'm gonna let you know that now.
Raymond Collins in it says Raymond Collins in the comments, Top Gun TG for life.
Oh, that's my dad.
That's your dad.
That's
hey, Raymond Sr.
That's my dad.
Does he game?
No, he don't do no game.
What's like what do, like I wonder what your dad would say game? Like, has he ever gamed at all? Like,
No. No, he ain't gonna play that.
Was
game.
He nice in football, any kind of sports? Like, what was your dad about?
He told me he played football in middle school, but like I ain't never really heard of him about playing football. But I'm pretty sure people told me he was fast though, but he really wasn't into sports that much.
What was he interested in?
Making money, really. I don't know. Hey, I ain't never really asked him about that.
Hey, Ray Sr., making money.
Look where you got me. You got me up here.
I'm saying Cedric Beavers a 4.3 laser, so his speed is what separates him. Like what for him? What did you see from him in the spring? How he came along and that kind of stuff. Like
so, early spring, he was like, I ain't gonna say struggling, but like he was like, I see him progress so much where like he was getting balls caught whoop to whoop. And I used to go up because me and him roommates, so I'd be like, he used to come in running. I said, hey man, you been there? Let them do that no more. Whoop to whoop, come back next practice, get a pick, and he never happened again.
There you go.
Never happened again.
So y'all been friends a while.
Yeah, we've been locked in for a while. Now we roommates and whatnot.
What was the experience like together at Jones? You said you actually really enjoyed your time.
Yeah, so the first year, me and Sam really weren't even close at Jones because I really wasn't talking. I was just to myself, really. Mm-hmm. Then me and him in a
which move. Surprises me because you like been the most outgoing dude since I've known. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I was chill at first. Like I chilled out. So then me and him end up the second time on our second year up there, me and him end up getting like in the same little pod because like the way the dorm was set up, we was in the same little pod.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up getting an offer together. And we were like, we've been locked in every single like, we're going to Ole Miss.
So y'all that was actually part of the conversations. Y'all wanted to go to Ole Miss together.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Bow.
Man, you try. All he's trying to do is hit stick now. It's late. He's won this game. He's coming hung out with me here in the Talk of Champions, our Riverland Roofing Studios, for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing. They've been so good to us at Talk of Champions and the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com to fit up on three. Sign up today for just $1. Raymond's going to be doing some more stuff with us, right?
We
got plans, man. When the new one comes out, maybe we'll play like on a roof in the square if that's a tutty.
That'd be tough. On the roof in the square, that'd be tough.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be tough.
And I'm not going to play with Georgia State.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Here, if you could pick any team to play with, who are you picking?
Probably Notre Dame or Missouri.
Why?
I just like the way they play. I was playing with them.
You can take them out there.
No, we're keeping them in.
Man, listen, it's 63-20. It's a season opener. Ray, we got to protect Walter. Okay, now we can put in whoever. William Eccles can go in there as a freshman. No, he said no.
Mm-mm, not what the coach would have told Walter in real life.
Walter would have never come out the game.
Nah.
No.
Walter, dog, he don't like coming out the game.
I love that Walt's like he's a very normal dude. Like he wants to ball and go home.
Yeah, that's all. He's such a chill guy. People don't understand that. He's not a big talker. He's going to look at you and look like he don't like it, but he's just chilling. Like, he's not – like, he really like a shy person.
Mm-hmm. I love a bear front. But I don't know why I'm running a bear front because I know you're passing. I guess because I just want to see it myself, right?
That's all you want to do. Just get a tug caught on.
Drop. I knew it.
You got to get something going
right now. 63-23 is – fairly respectable.
Yeah, it is.
It's fairly. You finally giving me a little bit of credit.
A little bit. I'm just giving you a tad bit. Just a tad bit.
But if I don't make any progress, I'm not any better the next time we play on a roof in the square when this comes out in July. Oh God, bit so hard.
Wow.
You hadn't run the ball either. Oh, Caden's got 11 for 301 yards. I think also the quarterback for Georgia State has thrown six picks. Like, I think that's what I saw. One tutty and six picks.
That's how the game should go.
So y'all decided to come to Ole Miss. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because he was trying to go somewhere else. I'm like,
where was he thinking about going?
Arkansas.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they were trying to get both of us at the same time.
Was that one of your other finalists?
Nah, not for me. I was locked in with Ole Miss.
So Ole Miss offered, you said that's where I'm going.
Yeah, because that was the only first school to offer me. Then everybody else wanted to just chime in. I ain't with all that. Especially like if I've been sending my film out. Like, cause this ain't like, and the people that was hitting me back up was people that was like talking to me in high school and been playing around since high school. PG came to me first time he seen me offer me. So shit.
You said I'm done with it.
Yeah, I'm done with it. Everybody else just bullshit.
That's pretty. Yeah, that's like, because some people really enjoy the process and like,
yeah,
really
I don't like all that.
Yeah, I like to eat up the attention and stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Like all that. I don't like all the attention. I told them what time I need to be here. Just tell me what time I need to be here and I'll be there. And exactly what happened.
I love that route and you're going to win. Ah. That's a great route. What is that?
Corner.
Yes, yeah, it's a straight corner. Well, I thought it was like some type of mesh.
Oh, you're talking about I didn't know. I didn't see what he was doing on that side. I just
you're running basic stuff on me, aren't you?
I didn't even see what he was doing back there.
Look, I got a defensive tackle in the middle of the field.
He stemmed that way got too him? Deep. He stemmed that way too deep. I thought he was gonna stem that way shorter than what I thought.
What does it mean to stem?
Just like I thought he was just gonna break it in, like break it out earlier.
Yeah. What's the hardest concept that was like? What was the hardest concept of Pete's playbook that you had to pick up on? Like, God,
probably.
Man. You see how slow they are?
Yeah, they kind of slow.
I mean, come on, man! I had an angle.
I can't really just say which one that was hard.
I don't want you giving none away.
Yeah, know? I can't just say which one was hard because they all.
I saw that. I tried to trail it. I couldn't because my players are slow and I suck at this game.
The way, like, I'm telling you, like, you run two different coverages than one. It's like, you just got to know everything. Once you know everything, like, everything else, like, the same. You know the meaning. Like, you just got to put things in categories and groups instead of trying to look at it play by play, if you know what I'm saying. So like we got, it's some plays where I know it's like I do the same thing, but it means different things for other people. So I just know if I hear that, I know what I already got to do instead of just seeing this play. Oh, what do I do exactly on this play? I just put like everything in one category. Cause like the way we group our plays, so it's so much easier to learn. And once you do that, you'll understand it.
Well, I think it's really interesting too. Look, man, let's be honest here. It's a transfer culture now. And you and Sed didn't play as much as y'all thought y'all were going to last year. Maybe, you know, the roles that y'all thought y'all played, but I think it says a lot that like y'all still are all in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We just, cause we know who we are and we just trust in the process. I tell them every day, whoop, whoop, like, you know, like
something ain't always greener.
Yeah. Like we go somewhere else and be the same position. So like, I was just saying like, we got better spots just chilling here. And just because we know the system, we know it. Like, ain't like we would just couldn't play. It was just we didn't know what he got hurt too, though. So that was another thing. He probably actually could have played last year. He got hurt.
Well, I mean, a 4-3 time laser. Yeah, I would say something must have stopped him.
Yeah, he got hurt. So like, he got hurt like during fall camp. So like, that's really what held him back.
I'm not trying to get an 80 burger dropped on me, bro. I'm punting.
You still gonna get it? Can you just give me the ball, bet?
Yeah, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna run like, oh my.
Oh, why?
The best punt I've hit all day. And you get it at the 50.
I don't like the little automated fair catch. Let me fair catch on my own.
I'm going to run cover 9. Look at that. I'm dropping everybody.
Let's see what we got right here.
I mean, look how slow we are. I'm even giving everybody a cushion. Oh, you got him. Oh, Matt Jones. Now it's Southern Miss. Matt Jones.
I need some real speed right there, though. I'm a boy.
What's that like, though, like to have new teammates every year?
I get used to it now. It's because, like, I'm used to it now because, like, I didn't have three new teams each year because at Jones, like, that sophomore group leaves right after. So, like, you getting 30 new people. So, I'm used to it now. So, it's not, like, a big difference.
Culturally, do you like the team? Like, it's first impression. You still don't know some guys a lot.
No, I know everybody on the team. There's nobody on the team. I don't know.
Do you make a point to get to know them all?
Well, like, I just want everybody to feel like they're at home because, like, I know how it was when I first came in.
Yeah.
Like, everybody want to just – I ain't going to say just have, like, ego, but, like, you know, just make everybody feel comfortable. That's the thing.
You are not running Wildcat on me. Wildcat. Who do you like? I associate the Wildcat with Darren McFadden and Houston United, Arkansas, because I'm old. Who do you associate it with? Who runs the Wildcat? Who ran the Wildcat the best? Did Reggie ever run the Wildcat for the Saints?
I don't know. I ain't never seen many people run the Wildcat, like, personally.
It's kind of dying out now.
Yeah, like, you know, when I started watching football, everybody was passing the ball.
Right.
So, like, I really didn't see, like, a lot of hand. Only thing I seen was our formation for New Orleans Saints. They love that with Breeze.
We were talking before, man. This is how you know he's a Saints fan. Because I'm not a Saints fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. But I was like, man, I love fantasy football.
Yeah.
So, of course, nerd.
Got him jumping. Watch this. Get around the edge.
See, I didn't set the edge well.
It's nothing you can do with this play. That's why I used this play.
But I tried to set the edge myself. It didn't work.
Yeah, it's nothing you can do with this play. Literally just got to sit there.
But I said, Raymond, there's this running back, man, that I love for the Saints back in the day. Do you remember Pierre Thomas? And, dude, you'd have thought it was you thought that, like I said, you know, pick your favorite football player ever. He was like, yes, Pierre Thomas, dude. Thunder and lightning with Reggie Bush.
Man, I remember that last time we seen the Super Bowl.
Okay, see, I got you. I got it now. Aaron Brooks, quarterback. Do we remember Aaron Brooks? Or is that too before your time?
Yeah, that's before my
time. See? I am old. I am old. I'm officially old. Don't let this young face fool you. Built like a 70-year-old man. No! Dude, please hit this.
Ah! Dang, I should never hit the – oh, that was supposed to be a touchdown.
Oh, that was so cold, too. It's been a bad – like, also just – dude, that you ran it so clean, too. Okay, that was fun as shit. Holy cow. Usually those trick plays when you play against somebody good don't work.
Yeah, it doesn't. It
ain't but right. I'm not good.
It depends.
It would have been a little more even had it not had Georgia State.
Maybe.
Nah.
When I played you,
I ain't gonna lie. I do it to people. I ain't gonna lie.
When I played you with them four touchdowns. Even if I'd gotten to pick who I want.
Now, I think I was still blowing you. I ain't gonna lie. I probably would have took it more serious. I would have got what I used to. I would have done what I'm used to.
What are you used to doing?
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to pass the ball. I'm putting straight safeties everywhere. We got two safeties in the linebacker.
I still treat it like what it used to be, which is, oh, look at me. I'm getting to play football for your Ole Miss Rebels. You know, yay, what a fun gaming experience. Meanwhile, Ray knows exactly what playbook he wants. He knows exactly what defenses he's calling. It's a different level of game with you, my friend. Now, if you ever wanted to play Hogwarts Legacy, Harry Potter, my friend.
Harry Potter. I'm starting to become a Harry Potter fan. I've been watching.
That might be our next playthrough. We build your Harry Potter character and do that thing.
I bet.
Because I'm not going to lie to you.
It's fun.
Yeah, well, and I'm the best wizard of all time. While I cannot beat you in a football game, sir.
You can beat me at Hogwarts.
I'm just saying I can cast some spells, you know. Wingardium Leviosa all over you. You know what I mean?
I wanted to play that game, but I just started becoming like a big Harry Potter fan. I've been watching. I sat down one day. I had like it was a time we ain't doing that.
Right.
Watched every movie.
Well, we got to get you reading a book. So then we go to Epic Universe in
Universal. I've been the little Harry Potter ride. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one it was. It was like, I don't know. It was awesome.
I'm saying.
I was a little boy. I probably the best thing. That's probably one of the best day of my life going to Universal.
I'm saying. So what we do is we get Riverland to sponsor it. We go to Epic Universal. We bring a teammate or 10. See, I can't even get.
You can't get the ball off.
All right, I'm punting.
Punting?
Oh, I should have run the ball.
We need that 80 ball. That's what it is. We need that 80 ball.
I really don't want to get beat 80-23.
We need that 80 ball.
Oh, I'm going to get beat 80-23. No, Micah Davis ain't doing this on me. No, Ray, God bless him. No. All right, here we go. Rounding this one out.
He actually won the bad punt returner.
No, he did it like he's just a wide receiver playing running back and forward, and it's funny.
Oh yeah.
Now that you look back on it, it's funny. I know where you're going with that.
I ain't see what I like. Oh my gosh.
You still had an option there.
I couldn't really see up top what was going on. The glove. It got to me.
What's the defense you hate running the most? Like is it quarters? Like what's the worst thing to run? Yeah,
probably cover four. It sucks.
So the one I just ran?
You ran it again.
Nope. See, I'm gonna stay technically sound.
Yeah, we'll probably. I need that.
He kept 80. All his timeouts. I thought I had it. I was just trying to run out the clock.
I need that 80.
Yeah, you're going to get it. You're going to get it because I'm terrible at this. But it was fun talking to you. So is Ole Miss going to the playoff next year?
Yeah. We got to bring that thing on. Been way too long.
I didn't mean to call a timeout, but also I think I was about to call the wrong defense. I'm glad I did.
Been way too long. We got
well 10 wins in the last 4 years. And despite how much y'all are replacing, the expectations
the same, then, right?
Yeah, it better be.
I just thought it was really cool that you know all your teammates. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I try to get that's something I try to do. Like, even like that's something I've been trying to do. Even like, I know some players from my high school. Like, I just try to get to know so many people because you know, like, who I impact. Like I said, the boy I impact. Like, say he wore my, like, cousin me, like, never know who you'll come across. They might give me some knowledge.
And now you know that you're wearing an iconic Ole Miss number, right? I was there!
Who that is? That's 80.
I was there.
That's 80.
Also, man, I crumble under pressure. Could you tell? Like, I was right there. Space was like, oh, God! See what? Man.
That's the game?
Oh, yeah, that's the game. Well, this is Raymond Collins,
Ole Miss linebacker. Thank you
for hanging out in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Our thanks, as always, to Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. He just, oh, my gosh.
625, 10 tuds.
Man.
It's pretty nasty.
It's like you're playing a toddler.
Pretty nasty.
Raymond Collins, Ole Miss linebacker, is going to do more stuff with us here on Talk of Champions. Powered, as always, by Riverland Roofing. To get us out of here, like you, let you finish up what you're saying there, man. Like, this team, man, you like what you see so far. The expectation remains the same, right?
Same. Still the same.
Yeah.
It ain't going to change just because people leave. It just get high.
And I'm excited to see what Ray does this year, man. Former four-star JUCO signee. A great dude and going to be a great piece for Ole Miss this year. Thanks to him. Thanks to y'all. We'll see you next time on Talk of Champions.
Oh, that was fun. You beat the crap out of me. Like, absolute beatdown.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.